It's the Reader's Notebook for Thursday, April 15th, 2021. Today's Away with Words feature takes a somber turn as we examine some phrases that rely on yet another color. And this time, one could argue that it's not really a color at all, because we're talking about black. First up is the expression blackout. Where did that come from? Well, originally it was used in the theater, where it was applied to extinguishing all the lights on stage while the scenery is being shifted. Then in 1939, the British applied it to the precautionary measures they adopted to avoid revealing strategic targets for bombing to enemy aircraft. And next, black sheep. Why are black sheep considered to be worthless or disgraceful? Well, the wool of a black sheep cannot be dyed, and so it does not bring as high a price as regular wool. And yet a black sheep, though its wool has less value, eats just as much and takes as much time to care for as any other sheep, and therefore it's hardly worth its keep. And then there's black ball. Why do we say that a person who has been rejected for membership by a secret society has been blackballed? Well, that's because many secret societies still follow the practice of balloting by using black and white balls dropped into a ballot box. The white ball stands for acceptance, the black for rejection. The custom is very old. It was even used by the ancient Greeks and Romans. Even our word ballot means little ball. And so too does the word bullet, by the way. And not so long ago, and maybe even still today, when country folk in the southern highlands of America spoke in a crude or vulgar manner, it was called blackguarding. And so how did that come about? As you might expect, it is a tangled tale. In Old England, when a noble household moved from one residence to another, the scullery maids and kitchen knaves traveled in the wagons with their pots and pans. Since these lowly menials were always ragged and usually extremely dirty, their portion of the train was jocularly called the Black Guard. Thievery was common among them, and they were generally unscrupulous, and thus blackguard, or blackguard, as the British pronounce it, came to mean any villainous person or one who spoke in an off-color manner. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for April 15th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.